It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. The history of the Underground Railroad in Bustine is associated with the efforts of several men, most significantly William Storum. The Storum Farm is located on Sanbury Road, about a mile to the southwest of Bustine Corners. A free black man, William Storum came from Connecticut, and his wife, Sarah, came from Massachusetts. The Storums had 8 children, 3 sons, and 5 daughters. Their family was held in high esteem by their neighbors and the community. Their farm was a stop on the Underground Railroad and used to aid, hide, and assist runaway slaves on their way to Canada. One of the Storums' daughters, Catherine, married Lewis Clark on February 25, 1860. Clark was a runaway slave himself, and he gained fame as a writer, lecturer, and abolitionist. Harriet Beecher Stowe used his life to develop her character, George Harris of Uncle Tom's Cabin. One of the Storums' granddaughters, Amelia, married the son of Frederick Douglass. In 1850, 7 fugitive slaves from Virginia had reached Bustine by way of the Underground Railroad. One of the slaves, Harrison Williams, decided to remain in Bustine and work on the Storum farm. In September 1851, the owner of Williams from Virginia, a slave catcher, and Sheriff Cotton from Fredonia caught Williams while he was outside milking a cow. It was the only time a runaway slave would be captured in Chautauqua County. The Storums never left Bustine. Sarah died in 1856 and William in the 1880s. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.